was really fantastic. We had some, I suppose, complicated, nuanced, interesting and meaningful conversations. There was a real intersection of lived experience and identity in the room, so we could come from lots of different perspectives and ideas. It was really interesting, and people could, you know, relate to some of the challenges highlighted in the performance. Some of the approaches we reflected on were restorative approaches and non-violent communication, and people got to practice that kind of live time. And when it didn't work, instead of saying no, that's wrong, people pitched in with other ideas, they tried again. I remember an academic that once saw our work said it allows people to explore the otherwise inexplicable, so things that might be too complex or painful or complicated to kind of put into words or a presentation or you know, a script, you, by getting up, physically interacting, moving with people, you're feeling things, you're really experiencing things. It takes it away from the theoretical and into the practical. So you know, when you're thinking of people that who have been radicalized, and though it might not be, you know, a popular opinion, but that the starting point was vulnerability. I know the end point was harm towards society, but the starting point was certainly vulnerability. So we try and explore what were the unmet human needs, and how do we address those so that somebody can come in and offer those through support rather than grooming and exploitation.